Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Okay. This segment is brought to you by Valparaiso University. The satisfaction that comes with living to your full potential is immeasurable. It's a quality of life that Valparaiso University graduates enjoy every day. At Valpo, your full potential receives our total commitment. Visit valpo.edu to request information, apply, or schedule a...
You don't have to pay top dollar to get top shelf paint. The Home Depot has more high-quality paints at low prices than anywhere else, like Behr Premium Plus Interior Paint and Primer in 1, starting at $24.98. So you don't have to wait to take on your projects, and you don't have to spend a fortune to get paint that looks great the first time. Get better paint at better prices at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. See store for details.
Your voice. Your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Hi, I'm Chad Greenway. After retiring from the NFL, I've embraced my new role coaching my kids. Coaches may have the biggest impact on a young person's life. Unfortunately, youth sports are littered with coaches that are focused on the wrong things. That's why it's so important that parents can trust who's coaching their kids. Can you trust your child's youth coach? Our Youth Basketball Association made the decision to utilize trusted coaches to train, screen, and educate all of our basketball coaches. Go to trustedcoaches.org to learn more. I'm a trusted coach. Are you?
We saved big money with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the cash to take a family vacation.
To Hawaii.
Who's up for a luau?
Yay!
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough to go to Hawaii. They'll probably use it for things like the mortgage and groceries, or even a travel magazine, so at least they can see pictures of Hawaii.
Aloha!
Yes, say hello to those beautiful Hawaiian beaches in that magazine. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. Next, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
There's more just Nags and I talking. I mean, I've known Nags for a while.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And speaking of Nags and nagging, great story in the New York Times. Absolutely hilarious. About one man and one man's goal to try to hold the Astros accountable for the cheating scandal. There is a guy, as we well know, in San Diego, they built that ballpark with the idea of Wrigley Field in mind. So there are all sorts of buildings nearby, and there's a gentleman that has an apartment overlooking the stadium, and apparently he raised funds with his buddies and bought a megaphone, one of these large sounding megaphones, and he's standing on his balcony and he is yelling various things at the Houston Astros. Members of the Houston Astros organization that participated in the sign stealing scandal of 17 and 18, a man's voice through the megaphone, "You're all a bunch of cheaters. The global baseball community has not forgotten your transgressions against the game. So he's screaming at these guys. I mean, it's unbelievable. He apparently went through a list of players. Jose Altuve, you are a cheater. Shame on you. He's going through the list of them. And so they tracked him down. And David, the guy's from Chicago.
I know. Sox fan. Tim Cantor, 30 years old. Lived in San Diego a couple of years, and he works at a software company in one of those buildings there in the Gaslamp District right by Petco. It's a really cool area if you've ever been to San Diego and been to that ballpark. And he says that his friends pitched in and helped him buy the device for $200, and he worked out the math, and he figured out where he needed to sit, and he wanted to be heard. But the hilarious thing is, and it's a great story. It's one of those things you really respect the New York Times reporter for going out and finding this guy. But he didn't want the attention. But here's a guy with a megaphone telling us he didn't want the attention.
They have a photo of him in the paper, Tim Cantor, and he's got a Sox hat on, and he's wearing a number 65 jersey. And I'm like looking at the jersey, and I'm like, is that Cody Hoyer? Wasn't he 65 this year? That kid doesn't look like a new one. So is it Nate Jones? I mean, who
had to
who
be a Nate Tim? Jones jersey, okay. Right?
I think it's actually a Kelly Wunsch jersey. That's my guess.
But it's so funny that he is kind of he how about this is one of the things he yelled: "We condemn Rob Manfred's unwillingness to hold players accountable for bringing shame to our beautiful sport." Well, remember, cheating is wrong. Please do not cheat. I just love that. I thought
ingenious
it was
though, because without a crowd, with even the fake crowd noise that you're going to those words are going to resonate. They're going to carry. It's a terrific idea, well executed. Nobody was hurt, and very funny. Very funny.
A bunch of reporters on Twitter were like, just, hey, Jose Altuve just heard his name called as a cheater, and he looked up. He turned around and looked to see where the megaphone's coming from. Come on, man.
Maybe that contributed to the yips.
Oh, I got to him. Go Tim Cantor. And you see a story like this, and David, you had the line of the night when you you talked about Tony La Russa's hiring as opposed to AJ Hinch. You're like, would he bring the megaphone back to Chicago if they hire AJ Hinch?
Well, I wonder. You wonder how he would feel, the Sox fan. Let's get him on the horn, because you've got to think that he's one of these guys out there that has to wonder if what they're doing if they go to AJ Hinch. Although that seems to be a direction they could go, but where would he set up the megaphone outside Guaranteed Rate if they hire AJ Hinch?
Is that old folks' home still open that was there right outside the scoreboard? I don't know if it's it looks like it's still a going entity. I remember.
It looks that way, yeah.
I did a story there one time when the new ballpark came in years ago, and went up into a person's room and looked out the window. It wasn't like It wasn't like going to the rooftops or anything. It wasn't like that, but it was kind of funny that.
Wait a second.
Where it was located? Okay. Yeah.
Intrepid reporter in somebody's room. How did you end up in somebody's room?
I did a story on like that building that remained there, and I went over to it, and I went in, and I talked to some of the people, and I went upstairs, and we knocked.
I had a chance to meet with Jay 10 years ago in a hotel room in Raleigh, North Carolina.
And Jay answered the door. No, it was this, you know, elderly gentleman, and he let me come in. He was like wheelchair bound, and I think he was on oxygen, as I recall, and you know, he was very cool. Let me come in and look out his window because it was one of the few windows that you could see the ballpark from.
And you talked to him about what it's like to live in the shadow of Comiskey Park cell.
There weren't a lot of people there that were you know, kind of talking about it. They didn't seem too concerned about it, to be honest with you. And one of the nurses, I think, was quoted in the story. But I went over there and you know, it was an assignment and I did it and it was kind of interesting.
It would be kind of interesting, and it would be kind of, you know, the idea. I would have loved to have been there when you knocked at the door and he opened it and you explained what you're doing there and what you wanted to do there. Can I step on your balcony to watch some baseball?
I you know, there was no balcony. I got to tell you, this is awful to admit this, but I had a great uncle of mine that died in a nursing home, and he was my great uncle and my godfather, if you can believe that. Way to go, folks. So my parents would make us go to this place, and we would go in, and it was like, as a child, it's kind of horrifying, to be honest with you. So I've always had a problem with these places. It just because I had this traumatic experience of seeing my poor Uncle Pat in his deathbed, as it turned out, but he lasted a long time, a couple of years, I believe, but it may have been one afternoon because I was little. But the point is that, like, even in high school, like, if you got enough jugs, judgment under God, if you got enough, you know, detentions, then you would get a Saturday, and they would make you go and work at one of these places, okay? So I got tons of jugs in high school. It's a long story. I didn't do anything wrong. There was I was like a sophomore in high school. My brother was a senior. I was actually slightly taller than him. And the woman at the office got confused. So every time we'd have any kind of assembly, my name would be called out and I would get another jug for being late. And then I get another jug on top of that jug because I was late again. And then they would really, and it wasn't me, it was my brother. She just didn't understand that I was the younger brother. So she would give me his jug. Okay. Anyway, so I had a bunch of these Saturdays. And I had to go to Mr. Neary, our disciplinarian, and tell him, like, hey, listen, is it okay if I, like, go shovel snow somewhere and don't go to one of these places? They're kind of traumatic for me. And he was a good enough dude to kind of let me out of it. So even as I was in that place, I just felt like overwhelming sadness.
Wow.
It's terrible.
I didn't mean to unearth that.
Lay down on the couch, David, because I got a few more things.
Just trying to figure out what was the most unusual circumstance you've been in as a reporter. You're kind of like, for a story, asking somebody to, you know, for setting, for scenery, for a quote, whatever it is. But I am so glad you took us back there. 60s a little deeper.
It's really uplifting, isn't it?
It really is.
Happy stories of childhood for 500.
But, you know, reporters do a lot of, you know, they're thrust in a lot of situations where you don't really ever expect to be, and then you're trying to explain yourself like, so what do you think about this?
Very unpleasant situations, I might add. I mean, I had a really unpleasant situation one time. I was forced to go out to a strip club and inquire about something that had happened there with a sports celebrity. And they were not very pleased to see me. And they wanted me to either go in the champagne room or get out. And I explained to them that I was just there looking to talk to someone. And then the guy started, like, basically saying that I didn't want to go in the champagne room for other reasons and insulting me. And I was looking at him and I thought to myself, like, I just got to get out of this joint. Like, I, you know what I mean? Like, it was just like, you just wanted to kind of slap the guy, but you couldn't do anything like that. So you just had to take it and move on.
How many jugs did you receive for that?
I've had a lot of jugs over the years. Some earned And apparently with these ones that I'm telling you about, unearned. I'm going to play the victim with our transition with Dan Bernstein, too. How about that?
We'll come back. We'll have penance for you because I have to think about what is appropriate now that I've learned all these new things that we've unearthed.
Yeah. Let me tighten the barbed wire around my thigh, and then we'll be back with Dan.
Sounds good.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That segment brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein. Middays, 9 a.m. to noon. You're listening to Mully and Haw right now, but we are going to preview the Bears and the Carolina Panthers. We have Anthony Herron, we have Matt Miller, and we have Elena Getzenberg from the Charlotte Observer and more, all starting at 9 on The Score.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
I'm pretty sure our new house might be haunted.
What makes you say that?
The furniture is levitating. Oh, and the ghost.
Welcome home.
Yeah, that's spooky.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico for help with homeowners and renters insurance. Geico makes it easy to save a bunch.
Great! You're not sticking around, right?
The party's just getting started.
Happy Geico-ing. Call today and see how easy homeowners and renters insurance can be.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
And with it.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to Burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deal.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Progressive is proud to honor our veterans by donating vehicles to move their lives forward, especially in times of need. This year celebrates 8 years and more than 750 vehicles donated. Learn more about their Keys to Progress program and plans for 2020 at keystoprogress.com.
For summer DIY projects, you know the Home Depot's always in your corner. Now with our mobile app, it can also be in the palm of your hand. With digital tools like image search, snap a picture of something, it'll recognize it and serve up product suggestions in seconds. And our product locator will check availability and lead you right to it. The Home Depot mobile app. Download it today to get started. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited
for summer break because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Haw. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying.